Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. It is Thursday evening. It's about 8:38, so we're a little bit behind schedule tonight, but we're going to just be thankful that we're here, that we're able to get on, and we're raring to go. I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa to those of us celebrating that. Merry Christmas if I missed you last week. I am just so excited as we roll out of 2011 and straight into 2012. We had a few more days, so I'm not rushing it. I just am thankful, and I know that wonderful things are going to happen as we move forward. And I'm so excited, and I'm about to, you know, just explode with everything that's going on with my business, with Issues Concerning Women. I have been the director since 2007, and each year that I'm still in business, I think, is a milestone. So I'm very, very, very excited. I look forward to meeting some of you this year because we're going to be doing a tour of Issues Concerning Women, and I believe our first stop is going to be in Atlanta in the spring. So we are just so excited about everything that is going on. If you have a venue that you would like for us to come to or a teleclass that you would like for us to participate in, please, please contact me after the show. My number is 757-567-6734, or leave a message on the message board. If you want to call in tonight, the number is 1-347-826-7543. If you're listening in the archives, you won't be able to call in because if it's not Thursday night, you know that this show has been recorded. But anyway, you still can contact me. You can go to www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, leave me a message over there, or go to my personal email, which is icwdirector@gmail.com. So before we go any further, I want you to get ready for the show. We're excited. We only have a short broadcast tonight because I know that people are celebrating and they're preparing for the new year, and I just wanted to come on the air tonight and wish everybody a happy new year. So hang on, we'll be right back with Issues Concerning Women. Happy New Year, Issues Concerning Women's listeners. I want to say thanks again. I just got an email today from a coach who is going to be coming on my show next month, and I want to thank her, and she knows who she is. I'm not going to call her name, but I want to be a surprise, and we'll say that all up, and we'll let you know who it is. But I'm hoping that she's listening to the show tonight, and she'll know who she is. I want to ask a question. Any of your dreams come true for 2011? And if they didn't, what happened to your dreams? Because we have to think about where we are, what we have accomplished, and what we want to do as we press on to 2012. And when I say press on, you know, I know that for some it's really hard this time of year. In the month of December, there's so many people that don't make it through the end of the year and so many loved ones that we've lost in the past. And we don't want to dwell on the past, but we can never forget the past. Even though we open our hearts for new things, we just still have to remember those that we love and what they meant to us and how they help push us forward. I lost my sister in December 2008, and it's hard. My grandmother lost her in December. Cousins and friends. I talked to a pastor today, Pastor Kobe, and he was going to a funeral. He had already been to. This is his second one for this week. You know, so many people just don't make it to 2012. They won't make it. They can't. They've already gone on and they've already passed over. But we know that those that are here, we just have to press forward and know that why we are here, we don't always understand the reasoning why God takes somebody, but we have to know that God never makes a mistake and he loves them even more than we did. And yesterday I watched this movie called Up Close and Personal with Michelle Pfeiffer and Robert Redford. Now, I had seen it, bits and pieces before, but I never actually sit down and watched it from beginning to end. It definitely was a love story, and it was about more than a man and a woman falling in love with each other. They also loved what they did. They loved their careers. And they were willing to sacrifice everything for the other one, even if it meant losing their position at where they were. That's that undying, unconditional love that we experience, not many of us in our lifetimes. But I've had the pleasure of experiencing that with my relationship with God and also my relationship with my husband. Now, I'm not saying that my marriage is perfect. I'm saying that we have a good relationship and we have that unconditional love where we care for each other and I'm there for him and he's here for me. Because I wouldn't be able to do all the things that I do if he didn't have my back, and that's why I love him. So even when we are going through things, I can overlook some things because I know how he feels about me, because he's proved it time and time and time and time again. And now it's my time to show him how much he means to me and he means the world to me. And yesterday, as I watched the movie, I had to get tissues. Let me go ahead and tell you. For me, and it wasn't so much that it was a sad movie, but it was just touching to see that kind of love in a relationship. And, you know, and that's part of most of our dreams, I hope, and that's a part of your dream, to have that kind of relationship where it's unconditional love. Not that you want to depend on somebody else for your happiness, but just knowing that they're a part of who you are and what you're trying to do that helps to bring forward your dreams and help push you forward to where you want to go. So what happened to your dreams in 2011? So just think about that for a minute. And I definitely would like to hear feedback from you if you get the opportunity to send me an email or send me a message. My email address is itwdirector@gmail.com. And I'll be more than happy to speak with you and share things with you. And, you know, we think about where we are. We can't make any more excuses. We have to know that our lives will still be the same next year this time if we don't do something different. So now is the time. We don't make New Year's resolutions all the time, because if you know you're not going to keep them, if you're not that kind of person that's organized and you're going to write things down and you're going to do it, of course we want you to have dreams, but we want you to have realistic dreams and dreams that you can accomplish and goals that you can set for yourself, because there's power in the plan. I talk about that all the time. That's, of course, the name of my new book. Yay, I'm excited. That's coming out. The Power Notebook is already available. If you're ready to purchase that, you can just let me know by calling me at 757-567-6734 or going to the email or to the website. Why am I talking about this? Because this is also the time, even though there's a lot of sadness in the world, the economy is not the greatest that it could be, but you know that should not stop you from dreaming. That should push you forward to making sure that you do something different. That should make you want to press towards the mark. That should make you want to hit the bullseye. That should make you want to keep your eye on what it is that you're trying to accomplish. I was talking today about a young lady. Her name is Tia, and I hope she doesn't mind if I talk about her on the show tonight. She is a young woman. She's married. She has two beautiful children. She's in the military. Right now she's in the reserves, so she's not full active duty, but she was away from her family for a while she was pursuing her career. Now she's back home. Now, the thing that I love about Tia is she has eyes as big as 50 cent pieces, and I don't mean the size of her eyes. I mean her dreams. She loves the finer things of life. She loves the fine restaurants. She loves to dress well. She loves the makeup, all of that. She loves being a good mommy to her kids. She loves taking care of her husband. That young lady has dreams that surpass all understanding. And sometimes I have to laugh when I think about her because she makes me smile. And she's just one of those people. She's bubbly. And even when she doesn't fully understand what is going on in her life, and she may not be hitting the bullseye, but she's pretty darn close most of the time. She knows how to get what she wants, and she does it with faith and with understanding and with discernment. And I'm so very, very proud of her. And she is the kind of young lady that inspires me. Even when I'm looking at where she's going and what she's doing, she even, you know, thinking about it just now, it puts a smile on my face because I know that she works hard, she plays hard, she doesn't leave anything unturned, but she loves her husband and her children, and she wants the best for them. She can't understand for any reason why everybody shouldn't have the best. She goes for it even if she doesn't succeed. She tries even if it doesn't seem like it would fit her. She would go on a job interview for a job at the daycare center if she thought that was going to help her family, even though that's not her background. But it's not for her. It doesn't matter what the job is. It's, can she make the kind of money that she needs to make to take care of her family? And if that position at that daycare center is going to do that, and there's nothing wrong with having a daycare center. I'm not saying that. I was just trying to find an example of a job that would not fit her because she's so glamour girl with the nails and the hair and the high heel shoes. But she would take that stuff off so that she could get that position at that daycare center because she knows if God opens that door for her at the daycare center, she's going to move forward and press forward, and she's going to get a better position. She may end up even running the daycare center or opening her own daycare center. That's what I love about Miss Tia. So, Miss Tia, I applaud you. You are my shining star for 2011, and I thank God for bringing you into my life. I also have numerous friends and associates and people that are close to me that mean so much to me, and I just want to say thank you. You know who you are. You're my mentors. You're my friends, and I don't take that lightly for the people that God has placed in my life to support me and give me what I need and be there for me, not questioning things. Even if they think I'm wrong, they are close enough to me that they say, well, you know, maybe you should do this or maybe you should do that. I hold them dear to my heart, and I hope that they know who they are. And if they don't know, I'll be giving them a call the rest of the week so I can tell them, you know, because sometimes we forget. Our dreams don't come true because we forget the little things, like thanking somebody or somebody that has helped you. Send them a note or a card or give them a call and say, you know what, maybe we didn't fulfill the dream completely, but because of you, I was able to do thus and so, thus and so. You know, what has happened to you in 2011 was no mistake. The one thing I have to say about us as a people, sometimes we're our own worst enemy. And what I mean by that is the things that we speak out of our mouth hinders us from getting where we want to go. It cuts our dreams short. Because if you were given an idea, if you were put in a position that you didn't think you would qualify for, but you knew that it was a God-given gift or a talent that God has given you, and you didn't do anything with it, then guess what? It's your fault. But if God places you in a position, if God opens the door for you, or if God takes something away from you, it's for your own good, and you have to see what it is. But you have to be careful with your mouth, because the mouth kills the dream. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to preach tonight, because y'all know that I can. But your mouth kills the dream. Your tongue is like a two-edged sword. One minute you're saying, you know, I'm going to be prosperous. I'm going to love, you know, my family. I'm going to help provide for them. I'm going to do all these wonderful things. And then the next thing you know, you said, I'm tired. I don't feel like it. I don't want to do it. The devil is a liar. You have to lose that mentality. You have to press toward the mark. You have to hit the bullseye. You know, you can go all around the bullseye, but you're never dead center on target. You have to be on target for what you want to achieve in your life. I am so excited that you took your time on a Thursday night to tune in to Issues Concerning Women. I'm really happy. I can honestly say that 2011, even though the economy was bad, even though I was confused and perplexed by the things that I saw and the things that I heard, I never lost faith. You know, of course, what faith is, things that you can't see, but you still believe that they're going to happen. I talked about that last week. You have faith that you're going to get your paycheck, but you don't have faith that God will bless you. See, that's, to me, you can't have that misunderstanding of what faith really is. You'll work 40 hours and haven't got a dime, but you have faith you're going to get that paycheck. That perplexes me. You know, that's one of my pet peeves. But you won't have faith in yourself to believe that if you are persistent and you persevere, that you can do anything that you want to do. If you have the mentality, if you have the frame of mind to do it, if you have it in your heart, if you have the passion, if you have compassion for others, you can do whatever you want to do. You just have to believe that. I can't make you believe it. And if you need some counseling, please call me. I am here. That's what I do. There's so many sad people in the world, and they probably don't even realize why they're sad or why their dreams don't come true, or you let somebody else bust your bubble. Again, that's your fault, because you don't have to be hanging around with negativity. You don't have to be hanging around with the naysayers. You can let them go. If God takes somebody out of your life and they just walk away, whether it's a relationship, career, or your company, let them go, because somebody else more exciting is going to come your way if you're just open to it. So many people are so stuck on being selfish and thinking that I don't need anybody, that they can't push forward and press forward. I am always, always looking at the mark. I'm always, always trying to hit the bullseye. We talk about vision boards and journaling. These things are important. I am telling you people, if you do these little things that I ask you to do, your life will be so much better. You'll be so excited about the things that you have accomplished, even if it's something small. Reward yourself. If you've been dieting and you get to your goal weight, reward yourself with something. It might not be a cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory, but maybe you'll go out and buy you something that you normally would not purchase for yourself. You know, maybe a new pair of earrings or something, or a bracelet or something too. Mark the celebration to hold on to it. Because when you think about the Bible and when they cross the Jordan River, and, you know, the Jordan River was high and the winds were terrible and it was like almost like a storm, but they were able, God's people were able to cross over. And in the middle of the river, he wanted them to get a stone. Why? So that they would have a remembrance of where they had come from. So when you're doing something and you accomplish one of your goals, do something that you're going to remember that day by. So if you, for the women, you know, earrings or a bracelet, something small, memento, you know, you can get something to remind you for a guy, maybe a tie clip or a money clip if you're, you know, just reach that millionaire mark and get yourself a money clip. Man, pay money for that. So you always have that. When you pull out your pocket, you know that this is your reminder that I'm a millionaire, not because of that money clip, but because of all the things that you did that you needed to do to get where you want to go. Reward yourself. Always have something to remember what you have accomplished. That is so, so very, very important. Sometimes we deprive ourselves of things thinking that we don't deserve them. You deserve everything. You deserve everything. Do you hear me? You deserve everything your heart desires, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, as long as it's for your good and not for evil to hurt anybody else. We can get what we want without stepping on other people. Use the stepping stones that are placed before you to get where you want to go, but don't step on individuals to gain the next level, because that's not going to get you anywhere. Because guess what? When you get up on a certain point above who you should be, you're going to probably fall down and it's going to really hurt. So that's just my analogy about that. we are so afraid sometimes to reach the top because we don't know if we can handle it. But I'm telling you, if you are faithful with the small things, you will truly be blessed when the big blessings come. You'll be able to bless somebody else. So Happy New Year, everybody. I've got about 2 more minutes, and I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. It's been a great year. I hope that you've learned something. I hope that I've been able to touch your lives. I know that you have touched minds with your emails and your questions and your comments about the show and all the followers that I have. I thank you. Thank you so very much. As we go into 2012, I am looking forward to building new relationships, meeting some of you in person, having more guests on the air. I haven't had a guest on this month because it was the holidays, and I didn't want to take away from anybody's celebration time, but we are in a celebration. We are celebrating our life, where we are, how we're going to press forward tomorrow, how we're going to reach our goals, how we're going to reward ourselves with those little mementos that never let us forget who we are, where we come from, and how we've pressed forward. What happened to your dream in 2011? If you weren't able to accomplish it, get your new piece of paper out, start writing down your dreams, do your vision board, know what you want, set your goals. There's power in the plan, and we can do things together because we are in the middle of power. If you need help, you need to call me. My number is 757-7734. If you want to just email me, icwdirector@gmail.com. I'm here for you. We cannot do this alone. We need each other. We need to fulfill our dreams. So when we do that, we need to reach back and get somebody else. We're standing on great shoulders, ladies and gentlemen, people who have pressed forward, who have hit the mark, and we don't want to disappoint ourselves or those that came before us. This is a wonderful time to be here on this earth. I salute you. I celebrate you. I thank you for 2011, and that hopefully you will continue to be a part of my life in 2012. I want to say God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for everything. I thank God because I know that without him, nothing is possible for me. I know that with good friends and family around you, you can accomplish your goals. You have new dreams for 2012. Write them down. Don't be afraid. This is your time. I love you all. God bless you. Happy New Year.